Hey, you guys. So today we are going to talk about how to create Pinterest pins that convert. So remember, we always want to have an intent and purpose. We don't want customers to just look, learn, and leave. We want them to take action. With action comes results. So as I mentioned before, one of the ways to make money on Pinterest is by driving traffic. But driving traffic alone is not going to get you paid. So now let's go back to our 6C Pinterest marketing strategy. We're going to cultivate a community by curating and creating content that converts. So now we're heading into the meat of the content, right? Where we're going to start creating content that converts. So conversions are the name of the game. Without conversions, you really don't have a business. I mean, yeah, likes, comments, and shares, those are all cool, but that's not really what gets you paid. Conversions do. Conversions are when a person takes action, and we want our people to act. When you're developing your Pinterest marketing strategy, consider what your ideal customer needs to see or do for them to convert, and then walk them through the sales process. So yes, I know there's a number of different sales models and sales processes out there, but usually they all walk you through from someone being a stranger to a paying customer. So for this example, and how we're going to construct this pin, is we're going to use the ADA model, right? So it stands for attention, interest, desire, and action. I'll repeat. Attention, interest, desire, and action. So now we have those four factors, and we're going to use those to create a pin that converts. So first things up, I highly recommend text overlays. They're one way to quickly grab the audience's attention. Remember, when they're on Pinterest, they have an intent, whether it is to look for ideas, inspiration, or information. So the average user is purpose-driven, and they see about 60 pins in a session. So they're scrolling fast, and they only stop once they have found something that sparks their interest. So your job is to grab their attention, but you don't want them to just see your pin, think it's cool, and save it. You want them to take action. So now let's use ADA, and we're going to make sure that our pin image has and does the following. So the first thing that we're going to do is grab their attention. Now, because 80% of pinners are using their cell phones, vertical images work better. They take up more space on their phone, and they grab their attention easier, and they also have it longer, okay? So you wanna aim for a 2-to-3 ratio. So images that have like 600 by 900 pixels or 1,000 by 1,500 pixels work perfectly. You also want to make sure that you have bright, bold colors. So when things are bright and they're bold, they're vibrant, they're lively, they immediately grab our attention, right? They make us want to stop and learn more about it, right? Like, it's all about the effect that you can give somebody. So colors like gray, those are like really dull, and they really don't do too much, right? Like, think about if a traffic sign, right, was gray and white, you know how many accidents we would have? That's why they're like bold red, yellow, and green, because they make you want to look at it. They can easily grab your attention from everything that's going on around you, right? So that's what we want our pin to do, is we want to make the person stop, right? Stop and look and see what's going on right here, okay? So you also want to make sure that the font is easy to read. And make sure that you're using no more than 2-to-3 different types of fonts, okay? So you don't want the text to actually look like a ransom note. You know, when people like cut different letters from magazines and try to put all these letters into like a sentence, right? You don't want too much to be going on, because if too much is going on and it's too busy, then it's going to turn them away. So keep it simple. Remember, they are on their phone. So you want these texts to be big and bold enough for them to read it. They are not about to stop and try to squint on their phone to see what you're talking about. Now that you have their attention, you want to use your audience's targeted keywords to spark their interest by including them in both the text overlay as well as the pin title and pin description. So when you include it in the pin title and pin description, you're gaining more visibility on the pin, right? But when you include it in the text overlay, it makes them stop and want to learn more, because now they see that it's talking about what they're interested in already. Remember, they have a purpose already, okay? So now that we are able to stop them and have their general interest in it, we also want to create a sense of desire or wanting by showing how this is the answer to their problem. So remember, Pinterest is a search engine. People are searching for either an idea, inspiration, or information, right? So you want your pin to say, hey, this is exactly what I was looking for. Okay. So once they have found the solution, now you want to make it easy for them to take action. And you do this by including your call to action on the pin image as well as in the pin description, right? So if they see the pin, they may immediately click on it to learn more without ever reading the pin description. But let's just say they do decide to go over and look at the pin description, right? You don't want them to just look at the description and they forget and then they click out of it. You want to remind them that there is an action to be taken. And then fifth thing that you want to do is include your branding, right? So you want to have your logo or your website on the pin, right? This is going to help build brand recognition and awareness over time. So you don't want the logo to be so big that it overpowers the rest of the pin. It should be small, but it should also be recognizable, right? And then what's going to happen is even if they may not take action today, as long as you continue to publish more content, which you should, because remember, consistency is the name of the game, right? When they see another one of your pins, because they remember that pin, they're going to be more likely to take action. So I want you to look at your pin. Does it quickly answer the following? Who is it for? What is it? How does it relate to them? Remember their intent. And can they obtain it? Are the next steps clear to them? How easy is it? If that was successful, congrats. Half the battle is over. Now you have them on your domain. They're in your home. They're on your website. This is where you want them to be. But remember, for them, this is the very first time they are discovering you. They are not familiar with your company. They're not familiar with your product. They're not familiar with your brand. So don't assume they'll know what to do. Walk them through how to become a customer. Make it easy for them to take action. So your pin set the expectations. Now it's up to your landing page to deliver the results. So make sure that it is clear. Make sure that it adds up. Your landing page should be the answer to the pin. If your pin says, get your free sample today, the landing page should talk about the sample and walk them through getting it. If the landing page is unclear, they're going to leave. People want easy. Okay. And they also don't want to do a bunch of research just to figure out how to get what they came there for. And of course, remember, the fortune is in the follow-up. Once you have them on your website, include a way to keep in contact with them. They may not be ready to buy at that time, but that doesn't mean just drop them. They're on your website. They're interested in you. Offer an incentive. Get them to leave their email address and continue to follow up with them. Or if you want to get really techie, you can include a pixel, which we can talk about later. So now, using everything that I just described, I want you to use this as an example. So let's say you are looking for an acne solution. You see two pins. So the first pin is a photo of a very beautiful lady with clear skin. That's it. Nothing else. It's just a photo of a lady with beautiful skin. The second image is a photo of a lady with beautiful skin. The same lady from the first image. But the second image includes a text overlay that says, how to get rid of acne overnight, the best acne solution on the market. Try it now for free. Which one sparked your interest? Which one made you want to click and learn more? Now, remember that when you actually create your own pins. Catch you guys on the next one. Bye-bye.